Proverbs 24, verses 1 through 14. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that deviseth to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to men. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Truly through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And we know from the Holy Scriptures that unto man the fear of the Lord is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So let us fear the Lord and depart from evil. For in this shall we attain to the wisdom and understanding from above, so that we might be strong to build our own houses in righteousness, and by God's grace and through His Spirit, to build the house of the Lord in holiness. For a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. And may we ever forsake foolishness, for jesting and foolish talking are not convenient, and even the thought of foolishness is sin. Because wisdom is too high for a fool, he openeth not his mouth in the gate. For indeed, foolishness is bound in the hearts of the children of men. But praise God, the rod of correction drives it far from us. May God's rod of correction ever be upon us until all foolishness is driven from us. For there may be nothing worse than foolish, vain men handling and teaching the Holy Scriptures, playing games with the wisdom of God, thinking they are ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth that proceedeth from the gates of Zion. For such become scorners, and the scorner is an abomination unto men. So let us depart from such folly, and never be envious of evil men, and all their quick, hasty, quote-unquote, prosperity. Let us never desire to be partakers with them in their ways. For their heart studieth destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. May we rather be separated unto the Lord of hosts, and eat the honey of the goodness of His word, and find the knowledge of the true God, and of His Son, our Lord Jesus. For this knowledge of the Lord, and the wisdom of His grace, shall be life and health and sweetness and joy to our soul. And we shall ever get stronger and stronger in Him, and increase in the strength and might of His Spirit in the inner man. Thus shall the inner chambers of our hearts be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And then, by God's grace, we shall have the strength and resources to go to war against the enemy, to stand in the day of adversity against all his wicked wiles, and to deliver those that are drawn unto death, So let us pray that we may all increase in the fear of the Lord and depart from all sin and foolishness, so that we might truly grow in strength in the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of our God, so that we might be able to both build the house of the Lord and go to battle to deliver the souls of those trapped by the enemy, headed for death and hell. Let us not forbear in such matters. For if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? So may God strengthen us to seek him, grow in him, attain to wisdom and wise counsel, and overcome the wicked one. For in those things there shall be a reward, and our expectation shall not be cut off. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. Proverbs chapter 24, verses 1 through 14.